Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is 7:15. If you're not going to be near radio at noon, make sure you download the radio.com app and listen to the Newell Norman Show. He's got a great show planned for you as always, but at noon, for the first time since the building collapsed, representatives from the 1031 Canal Street development are making themselves available. It is Newell's exclusive with the developers of the Hard Rock Cafe, Hard Rock Hotel at high noon here on WWL. Appointment listening, do not miss listening, because this is going to be something to hear. 7:16, Ed Chervenak. Okay, joins us now. I'm sorry, Ed, I couldn't see it on the screen. Local political analyst. How are you?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Thank you, sir. So with the whole Hard Rock thing, you heard me just talk about 1031 Canal Development coming on with Newell at noon. What's going on between the city council and the mayor? Because there seems to be a big disconnect on who's handling the investigation, et cetera.
Yeah, what we're seeing is divide between the city council and the mayor. The city council wants to hold hearings and is also thinking about creating an investigative committee via the criminal justice committee. And that this is something that the mayor opposes. She feels that the hearings will be nothing more than the show, and that this investigation should be conducted by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
But would the hearings hurt anything?
Well, one of the things I think the city council would be looking at is the role of, or the city's role in this development.
In terms of permitting it and those kind of things?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Permitting and approvals. Mm-hmm. And not only, you know, how that happened with the Hard Rock Cafe, but take an overview of the processing system throughout the city. What's going on in all the high-rise buildings?
Does it seem as though, or would politically the offshoot of this be, she's got something to hide?
Well,
or the perception, you know, I should say.
I mean, that's the perception, particularly that's what the protesters said the other day, is that they feel that she has something to hide. We really don't know. It may be that the lawyers are advising her to remain quiet because anything she says could be used in a court of law in terms of the lawsuits that are going to be coming down the pike. And, you know, the city will be held accountable by some of the victims' families.
Well, pardon me, unless I'm wrong, that's going to all come out in discovery, right? So in terms of the city and permits, she might be, if that is in fact at an issue, you might be right. Able to hide that for a while, but it's going to come out.
It eventually will come out, whether the city council does through its investigation or once the lawyers get involved in your right discovery, that information will be put out there. And then, you know, we'll see what the political consequences are.
So she said this about there will be no investigation, no show, et cetera. She said that from Washington at the Mardi Gras ball. Now, first of all, I got no problem with politicians going to this Mardi Gras ball because a lot of wheeling and dealing is done there, is it not?
Absolutely. That's why they're all there celebrating Mardi Gras, but certainly wheeling and dealing, making deals behind the scenes.
Generally speaking, though, something of this magnitude, and I'm going back to Mitch Landrieu being in, I think it was Aspen, Colorado, when we had the big August 5th flood a couple of years ago. Generally speaking, issuing a statement from another city is not preferable, is it?
Certainly not to the people who are upset and the, you know, family members of the victims. And of course, it's a challenge to the city council. And we have to remember that the city council does not work for the mayor. The city council works with the mayor. And so if they decide they're going to hold hearings and create this investigative committee, there's really nothing that can stop them.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, I want to talk generally, if we can, about what you've seen from the mayor so far in terms of management styles, et cetera. Some people have compared her, don't get mad at me, I'm just saying what people have said to Donald Trump in terms of micromanaging, having a knee-jerk reaction to things, and then kind of like just getting angry and just spitting it out at the camera. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Ed Chervenak is our guest, local political analyst. Don't forget again, I'm going to keep saying this, at noon, you will be able to hear from the developers of the Hard Rock Hotel, the 1031 Canal Street development, making themselves available to Newell. That's going to be at high noon, and it is an exclusive with those developers. 721 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It doesn't look too pretty outside now, but it's going to clear out around noon, and highs are going to be 59 degrees. Then tomorrow, highs of 67, and sunshine and rain moves in on Wednesday. We're talking to Ed Chervenak, local political analyst. A couple of questions, Ed, that are coming in via text. Does this precede the mayor in terms of the construction being approved, being, I guess, the construction happening, or is this all about the floors of the Hard Rock and permitting after that, or do you know?
I don't really know. We do know, though, that there have been issues in the Office of Safety and Permits. One individual has been indicted by the federal government for taking bribes, and so there are questions of whether some of the actions in safety and permits has influenced what's going on with the Hard Rock Cafe.
But all of that being said, you have to, as a contractor, know what you're doing. You can't depend on what the inspector tells you to do because they're not designing or building whatever it is that's under construction.
That's true. It comes down to the construction company and the engineering company, and they have to know what the specifications are.
And for people that don't understand, it's like when you build a house, the inspectors come by to make sure the wiring is right before they close the whole walls up. They make sure the framing is right before they put the sheetrock up, et cetera. And I'm working in reverse order there. But tell me about the mayor's management style, your thoughts, how it's being perceived by the public. Is it, in a way, kind of aggressive, kind of knee-jerk, kind of emotion-driven, et cetera?
Well, you know, you got to be careful when you're describing the mayor, who's a female, compared to how he would describe a male's leadership. You know, we look at a male being aggressive as a positive attribute, whereas a female being aggressive is not viewed as positively. But certainly the mayor, you know, has to push people to get things done. So I'm not surprised that sometimes she gets angry because the system is status quo. It is hard to move people. So you know, it is what it is.
Well, that's why I mentioned President Trump. And the only thing I was talking about is style. Not was I trying in any way to say that President Trump, because a lot of people love him, is going the wrong way with his style, nor was I trying to criticize the mayor for conducting herself in such a manner. And I don't mean that pejoratively in any way, but I guess I was just wondering if similarities could be made or not. In the style only,
all executives need to push and sometimes get aggressive and sometimes get angry.
Okay. So when it comes to moving on here, how do you think this is likely to happen? Jason Williams could join us next hour. Do you think the council will hold these hearings?
At this point, it sounds like they are going to hold the hearings unless the administration is much more forthcoming about what's going on and what's going on with the investigation by OSHA.
And that doesn't have to be publicly, transparent in terms of the investigation. That can be done in the council chambers. It doesn't have to be released to the general public.
That's correct. But the general public does want to know what's going on. And so there are issues of transparency here.
City charter-wise, can the city council subpoena people? Because, you know, people get congressional subpoenas. Sometimes they ignore them. Can they ignore city council subpoenas? What happens if they do, if the city council has subpoena power? And does the charter say they can do whatever they want, whether the mayor likes it or not?
The city charter does not give the city council, you know, the power to do whatever it wants. It has to follow what's in the city charter. In terms of subpoenas, to be honest, I don't have the answer to that question. If you know, subpoenas are issued, it's typically by the district attorney's office, because they're the ones who would be involved in criminally charging people. And if someone did challenge a subpoena, it would have to go through the courts. Then the judge would have to decide.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
Ed Chervenak, local political analyst. We'll talk to Jason Williams next hour, who thinks...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.